for me at Worlds, she was the standout female swimmer for Team GB by quite some distance for me. She swam tons. They got her in the water loads, got rid of the nerves. And I just think this is again, like we said about Matt, this is a breakout opportunity. She swam solid at the 100 back, the 50 back, the 100 freestyle relays for Team GB. Yeah. For Team Wales now, she's got a solid chance of getting on the podium again.
Welcome to the Propulsion Swimming Podcast, where we aim to give swimming the coverage and publicity it deserves. Every week, we celebrate the sport we love with amazing special guests and topics from around the swimming pool. And now, here are your hosts, Scott and Dan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Propulsion Swimming Podcast. I'm your host, Scott, and back with me yet again is my good friend, Dan. And carrying on from our last episode, we are continuing our Commonwealth Games preview as we touch upon the second of the home nations, Team Wales.
Yeah, I hope everyone's enjoyed our build-up to it so far. We're getting ever more excited for the Commonwealth Games, as I'm sure you can tell listening to us right now. Our build-up continues with yet another great guest to join us later on. But as Scott said, we're going to be talking about Team Wales.
Yes, so much like we did for our last episode where we previewed Team Scotland, if you haven't listened to that episode yet, I suggest you you take a listen after you finish listening to this podcast, of course. We are going to be previewing the squad as a whole, the standout swimmers, and yes, as Dan said, we are going to end the podcast with a great guest to learn a little bit more from inside the squad, but also about themselves as well. So Dan, to start things off then, why don't I just run through the squad?
I like it.
Yeah, simple, effective, easy.
Let's go. Yeah.
Like last episode, there are the para swimmers included within this squad. As everyone should know by now, the Commonwealth Games includes para swimming within the program. It's integrated, so why not integrate it into our preview as well? Makes sense. Absolutely. So we kick things off with Kieran Bird, Kyle Booth, Dylan Broom, Thomas Carswell, Charlotte Evans, Lewis Fraser, Mehdi Harris, Callum Jarvis, Daniel Jervis, two not to get confused by, Daniel Jones, Harriet Jones, Rebecca Lewis, Bradley Newman, Lily Rice, Matthew Richards, Joseph Small, Rebecca Sutton, Alice Thomas, Liam White, and Megan Willis. Now, it's a squad of, I believe, 20, so it's one of the smaller swimming squads out there. Mm. But going through that squad, Dan, there are five Olympians in there. You've got Kieran Bird, Callum Jarvis, Daniel Jervis, Matthew Richards, and Alice Thomas. So it screams leadership straight away. Mm. Which of those names are you looking forward to seeing off the back of, there were world championships for some of them, but off the back of Tokyo?
Yeah, well, there's actually two gold medalists in this team, two relay gold medalists. But I'm actually going to start with Dan Jervis, who I thought had a really good World Championships, especially in his 15. He was really good in his 15. Although everyone was watching Palcineri challenge the world records, and then everyone was watching him out in the outside lane. But Dan finished 7th, but actually was only 2 seconds off his personal best, which is, you know, basically the same, not quite yet, but the same as the British record and the Welsh record held by David Davis. So I imagine that's what he's going to be targeting. And actually, I'm going to be cheering him on for that because I really would like to see that record go. He deserves it. He's swimming really well.
Well, he came onto our podcast a little while ago. What was it? Start of this year, end of last year. And he very much said that that is his number one goal right now is to get that record. It has been, like you said, he's in touching distance. And in a 1500 touching distance of a second is close. It's really close. So you're right. He does look in very good form. He was really impressive in the 400 freestyle at trials. I think that kind of, it caught us slightly by surprise as we thought there was, that he was just targeting the longer distances, but maybe he is working a bit more on the speed, knowing what Bobby Fink can do in a pool, which is just terrifying.
Well, that and the 4x2 relay for Wales, I think is going to be a big talking point. We'll get onto that later, but I think the speed that he has right now is boding well for, like you say, a strong finish and to help with the relays.
Do you think he is the strongest medal chance or gold medal chance in the squad, given distance swimming at this Commonwealth Games isn't going to be dominated by Europeans or Americans?
I think he podiums. I think that's actually guaranteed. Actually, I'm going to say that. Whether he gets gold or not, he was gold medalist in 2018, the last commies. But he's going to have competition from the Aussies, as as the Aussies are always good at freestyle events across the board.
I just don't know if they've got the depth on the 15 or the 8.
I'm not quite sure either. I think Dan will give him a good old running, and he might even be in front. If I'm going to say, I think he definitely podiums, and I'd love to see him stand on top of the podium. That's not even my biggest. I would just want him to get the time. That's what I'd want to see him get the most, to be honest with you.
I'm sure all of Wales Swimming wants him to get the medal, but yes.
Well, they probably want both, to be fair, but yeah.
Another great medal chance is Matthew Richards. So we knew Matt was a little bit off form after trials. So most people thought at trials, given his times, that he was training through. But yeah, a matter of fact, he was fully tapered. He was fully shaved. So it was just a little bit of a, I think it was a mistake. And he spoke on the Pool Boy podcast about that. Now at World Champs, he kind of lost his space in the relays slightly. He wasn't swimming finals. He was swimming heats. But nevertheless, yeah, I think his 100 freestyle time in the 4x1 was actually impressive.
Was quite promising. Yeah, I agree with you on that. It's quite worrying that he was fully tapered for trials and it didn't quite happen for him. I know it's obviously very difficult going from the highs of a winning Olympic gold, then suddenly
going at 18
and suddenly going back into the grind of next year, ready for the next Olympic cycle. But that's the same for everyone, so there's no sort of excuses as such, I suppose. But I suppose it's difficult for him at the moment, because I'm sure media and stuff, being Olympic gold medalist and being awarded MBE, all that sort of stuff that comes with being Olympic gold medalist, will be a little bit tiresome, I imagine. But I think he was always aiming for Commonwealth Games. I think Worlds was just a stepping stone for him. So I'm looking forward to see how he does.
See, I was going to say the performance at Worlds and Trials actually takes the pressure off now for this Commonwealth Games, because before that, he would have been very much the leading light of this Welsh team. Still definitely is. But not as many eyes and as much pressure are going to be on him. So I'm really looking forward to essentially him ending what has been a tough year. I think it will happen as well. And I think the 100 meters freestyle is looking probably the stronger than the 200 for me right now.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. Yeah, I think the speed is there, but something isn't quite clicking with the higher distance of the 200 at the moment. Hopefully we're proved wrong when Birmingham comes round. That'd be quite nice. He's just due a little bit of a bit of a magical moment at the moment. He hasn't had one so far this year, and maybe it'll come in the Birmingham pool. Who knows?
Still, hopefully it does. Still got a very long future ahead of him as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, he's got ages.
Okay, another one of the Olympians who I'd say is a stalwart of this Welsh team, Alice Thomas. What do you reckon she can do in the fly events?
I think she poses a threat to the podium. I honestly think she will. She's a medalist from Commonwealth Games beforehand. As far as I'm aware, nothing's confirmed as such, but this might be her last international competition. And if she were to go out on the podium, I think that's a brilliant way to go out. She's had a fantastic career. Of course, she swam at Tokyo, and I thought she did pretty well. Slightly off her PB, of course, but actually I think she did really well. She will be, I think, the leader as a whole for this whole team, being the most experienced head. She will be the one to go to if any of the youngsters have any questions or anything like that. She's been there, she's done it, she's got a t-shirt, she's the one to look up to in my eyes.
So we go from the most experienced member of the squad, and I'm going to go to the least experienced but the most exciting.
Okay.
And that's Mehdi Harris. She, for me at Worlds, she was the standout female swimmer for Team GB by quite some distance for me. She swam tons, they got her in the water loads, got rid of the nerves, and I just think this is again, like we said about Matt, this is a breakout opportunity. She swam solid at the 100 back, the 50 back, the 100 freestyle relays for Team GB. Yeah. For Team Wales now, she's got a solid chance of getting on the podium again.
Well, I think British Swimming noticed the fact that she was the one swimming the best, potentially, of the whole of the GB teams, and that's the reason why she was plonked into the 200 free, the 100 free relays, as well as her backstroke events. I mean, she finaled in a 50 back, the 100 back, helped the relay teams as much as she could. She is probably, how well is she going to do? That there's no Americans in the backstroke, which is a huge,
you got Kayleigh McEwen,
huge positive. but you have the Aussies, of course. Yes, Kayleigh McEwen is obviously there. So that's going to be a big challenge to try and beat her. I mean, it's quite a very difficult challenge to beat her. But there's no Americans. So the possibility of standing on a podium is very much a possibility.
Yes.
And I think she's going to really help the mixed medley relay as well, which I think Wales have a good little bit of a sneak chance of medaling there as well. But I'd like to see Mehdi dip under 59. That would be good. To go 58, 58.9, that would be amazing. That would really round off a very, very good year for her, I think.
I was going to say, that would be a very impressive season if she culminates it with that. You keep teasing these relay chances, Dan. So go on, fill us all in. What are the relay chances for Wales?
Well, I just spoke about the mixed medley. You have to have a male breaststroker, as we've spoken about a million mm-hmm. times on this podcast. And actually, Wales have two good ones, actually, both out of Cardiff, who are both around that 61 point in Carl okay. Booth and Bradley Newman. I think they might be ones to watch out for. We talk about being a breakout year for Mehdi, but actually this could be a breakout year for both of those boys as well, to maybe challenge James Wilby in the 100 breaststroke for Team GB. It might be a little bit early for that, but I think
you've got
those
Butler
boys are close.
Well. Yeah.
And Greg Butler, of course, yeah. You start with Mehdi on the backstroke, then you have either Carl or Bradley on the breaststroke. Then you've got Harriet Jones, who we haven't even spoken about, who's a very solid flyer. And then you end with Matt, I guess, on the 103. Hopefully he's on form. And that actually, I know that you've got Aussies and the English are quite good, but they could sneak in a little bronze medal there. I think there's a little chance.
Do you think there's a straight shootout against, I'd go the Scottish right now, for the third place? I need to take a deeper look at the Canadian team, but the Scottish team, I think, are going to be, because they have a breaststroker.
Yeah, well, this is why we're just talking about Wales on this one, then we'll do a full review after. That's when we're really checking in. Yeah, did you like that? Yeah. And any other, the other relay would be the men's 4x2. Again, we've spoken about the Olympic gold medalists in Matt and Callum, but then if you throw in there Dan Jervis, and you also throw in there Kieran Bird, I think mm-hmm. that's pretty solid as well.
It's a good team. What about Paraside then? Okay, so we've previewed the leaders, we've previewed a few of the breakout names. You reckon the two breaststroke boys are certainly going to break through?
Potentially.
Paraside then, because there's one swimmer in particular that stands out to me.
Yeah, I think he probably is the most well-known out of the four. I think people might agree with me on this, and that's Dylan Broom. Mm-hmm. He's going to be doing the 203 on the S14 side, probably most well known for his 2018 World Series events in Berlin, where he got 3 gold, a silver and 2 bronze. That was a fantastic meet for him. And actually, doing a bit of research beforehand, he was actually considering quitting quite soon, but actually it was British Swimming that got him a sports psychologist, which mm-hmm. really made the difference and kept him in the sport. And because he's stayed in the sport, he's now representing Wales at the Commonwealth Games. I mean, that's a good story to tell.
Yeah, he's certainly going to be one to look out for, and I'm sure the whole of the Torfin Dolphin squad are going to be cheering him on. And they also have a second swimmer in here, in Megan Willis, swimming for the Paras, and she's only 14. So what an experience this is for her.
Yeah, hopefully it leads on to bigger and better things. Mm. I mean, it doesn't get too much bigger than the Commonwealth Games.
This is just what I love about the Commonwealth Games. You've got the massive names. So you've got Kyle Chalmers for Australia. You've got Duncan Scott. You've got Adam Peaty. Mm. You've got Daniel Jervis. But then you've got these people like Megan Willis. And this is their chance to break through. This is their chance at an international meet. And it gives swimmers as young as 14 the chance to race on an international major. It's a multi-event games, essentially. Yeah. This is a chance that they may never get again. So this is really what I love about the Commonwealth Games.
You got to grasp it with both hands, and I feel like Megan will, or hopefully she does. I know she's 14, so it's a lot to take in at that young age, but hopefully she is a sponge and literally ask questions to all of the Welsh team, all of the Aussies, all of the English, whoever. Just take in as much as you can. Enjoy it, because that's the main thing. But yeah, she should really experience it and just have a really good time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So, Dan, we have previewed the star names, essentially the big names to look out for, the breakout stars, one of which hopefully everyone's already very familiar with, having listened to the Propulsion Swimming podcast. But there is one name we haven't included so far, and hopefully people will have spotted by now that we haven't really spoken about Kieran Bird. And that's because he is joining us to end this podcast. So, Kieran, thank you very much for coming on to the Propulsion Swimming podcast. It's been a very long time getting you on. I have to admit, we really wanted to after that incredible performance at the Olympic trials. But you're here now. How are you?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Very good. Ready for a taper going into commies. We've been getting smashed a bit recently, yeah. But doing very well.
Awesome. So the first place I want to kick things off is why Wales over England? Because when I was doing my research heading into the Commonwealth Games, I actually thought you were English.
Yeah, I was born in Oxford. I was born in England to an English mother and a Welsh dad. All of my dad's side of the family are Welsh. And, you know, like, my dad and my grampy, they're very passionate Welshmen. So they've always tried to encourage me to obviously swim for Wales. And I made the decision maybe about 3-4 years ago, something like that. I think it was when I moved to Bath, because that was when, you know, I was breaking into the senior setups, and I had to decide. I had a chat with Joel Fink, who was my coach at the time, and he was like, look, you know, you have to make a decision about which teams you're going to be wanting to represent. And yeah, you know, like, obviously, I'm super proud to swim for Wales and to have my Welsh heritage, and, you know, as well, make my family very proud. There's nothing more than, you know, I'd love to, it's just making my family proud, you know, it's such a good feeling.
There are some big benefits of representing Swim Wales, aren't there? Because they do look after their swimmers well in Wales.
Yeah, no, incredible. Like, the setup that we've got with Swim Wales and the, you know, the senior leadership team, especially Ross Nicholas, who's I don't even know what his job title is, but he's like the head of Swim Wales swimming, kind of. He's the boss, and he's incredibly supportive towards me, you know. It's just a really good setup, and it feels like such a tight-knit team. It's great to be a part of.
Have you ever thought of living and training in Wales? Has it always been Bath as the number one choice?
I'm going to be honest. I actually applied to go to Cardiff Uni. So that was my... So when I finished my A-levels, I was going to go to Loughborough. But last-minute decision to go to the Bath National Centre. And then my route, if I didn't go into swimming, was actually to go to Cardiff Uni. So I've kind of just been making it up as I've been going along, like, in terms of, you know, where I've been living, my professional situation, all that. I have thought about living in Wales when I'm older, maybe somewhere like Newport, because it's close to Bristol, you know, good for work. But, you know.
Now, before we look forward to the Commonwealth Games, I think it's maybe worth looking back slightly. And if we start with that 400 free at Olympic trials, for me, it was probably one of the swims of the week at trials. Did you expect that swim? Were you shocked?
You know, like, so Joel and I sat down at the start of that season, and we decided to target the 8 because we thought it was just more suited to my swim style, my, you know, my pacing, everything like that, my build. But I've always had the 4. My 4 was my main event up until that season. And, you know, like, I enjoy racing the 4 more. The 8's definitely tougher. I think it's the toughest freestyle event, personally. But, you know, I went into the 4, and I think the training for the 8 really helped. And I don't know if you saw the pattern. Everyone in Joel Fink's squad at that Olympic trials, we all had ridiculously good back ends. I think every single one of us. So I think that really helped. But, you know, going into commies, it's my main focus, that 4. And then doing the 200 free as well, and the 4x200 free relays, as there's no 800 free.
Yeah. Has it been hard to refocus after a swim that good?
You know, I think I was... So I had a disappointing British champs just gone, world trials. I didn't swim as well as I wanted. I think I was quite complacent. I think I just got a little bit complacent, you know. Coming off the back of, you know, a 3:46.00, I thought, you know, I'd never had like... a stump in my career. Whereas at trials I did, and it was kind of like a reality check, you know, like, you know, you still have to treat British champs with the respect it deserves. It's not just a meet to qualify for the summer. You have to still swim well there to, you know, actually swim in the summer.
Yeah. Well, there's been a bit of a coaching change-up at Bath with Joel Fink now leaving for Australia and Jamie Maintet coming in. Has there been any change in your setup and or in training in any way?
So we've been, as a whole squad, been training together since September. And in the next season coming, we're going to split into two different squads, I feel. I'm not 100% sure, but at the moment, it's kind of Dave and Jamie running it together. Obviously, Dave as the main focal point, as he's still the head coach of Bath National Centre. So, you know, I've got kind of two very good, very experienced coaches at my disposal. And, you know, they're both, like, as I said, incredible coaches. And the atmosphere at Bath this year, everyone being together, the whole team, you know, and that's big credit to Dave. Dave's had a massive impact on, you know, the culture at Bath this year.
I can imagine it's a bit of a confidence builder knowing all the medals that he brings home every time there's a major meet.
Yeah, definitely. It's not just that. It's like getting to train alongside the guys as well. So like train alongside Olympic champions in Tom Dean, James Guy, Matt Richards, Callum Jarvis, Freya as well. So train alongside five Olympic champions, and it's just so professional. But the atmosphere is good as well, you know.
Yeah. So how would you say your season's gone since last year's Olympics?
I think up until, you know, the trials in April, I had a good winter meet, short course, but I think that was kind of expected. Old PBs from old best times from pre-COVID and stuff. I had a good winter meet. I was happy with how I swam there. But the long course season hasn't been so good up until trials. And, you know, I think I had to sit down. I had to sit down with Dave, what went wrong, what I need to get better at, you know. And we've highlighted things that I've needed to get better at to, you know, keep my progression in my career. And I think since April, I've had a really good block. So I am confident going into commies. But, you know, all I want to do is just go there and maybe swim a lifetime best. I want to swim a lifetime best, obviously. Get a Welsh record in the 400 free, which I think is 45.3. I think it's about that. David Davies, you know, obviously one of the greatest Welsh swimmers of all time. An unbelievable freestyler. But, you know, I'm just confident going into commies and looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, so would we be right in saying this summer is your first time representing Wales?
Yeah, didn't go to Gold Coast or anything like that.
So what is it going to mean for you to have your first time representing Wales? We say you chose it for your family, and then you've also got the fact that it's a home Commonwealth Games, essentially, and your family can be there watching you.
Yeah, like, obviously, last season, Tokyo is the peak of my career, and unfortunately, friends and family couldn't come and see. But, you know, this time, having my family come and watch me, having my girlfriend come and watch me, having the whole Welsh team, they're going to be there as well. And, you know, most of the guys at Bath and a lot of my close friends in Loughborough as well, they're in Team England. And then I've got some guys up in the Team Scotland set up that I'm mates with. So, you know, it's going to be really good to be part of, like, Team Wales, but seeing all the home nations come together as well. Of course, going to want to beat them all. But,
I was going to say, there's a bit of a friendly rivalry come out now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why it's called the Friendly Games or something, isn't it? The commies, right?
Yeah.
That's why the swimmers like it so much, you see.
Yeah, but going to just be incredibly proud, you know, and it's going to be my grandpa's, you know, he's getting on a bit. So he's going to be watching on the telly, but, you know, I'm going to know he's going to be watching it and being at home, you know, with, I'm sure, a big smile on his face, no matter how I swim, just seeing me in that Welsh kit.
So you've recently just come back from training camp when we're recording this. So it's a few weeks ahead of the Commonwealth Games. How did that go for you? And how what's the feel inside the Welsh camp?
You know, first of all, I don't think I got the best tan. I don't tan very well. You know, first thing Brody said to me when he got back from Worlds, when he got back from Worlds was, "You didn't tan very well, did you?" And he held his arm out, and he'd been in Budapest for a week, and he's actually tanned more than me. So a bit embarrassing. But, you know, the camp went really well. I feel like I was training really fast. It's a great setup in Gloria in Turkey. And I had a good little coaching group as well. I had Graham and Whistle coaching me. And then my group consisted of Dan Jones from Swansea and Tom Carswell from Edinburgh. And then I had Callum Jarvis alongside me as well, who's also in Bath. So, you know, it was really good. And we had a couple of head-to-heads. And it was a great camp, great facilities. You know, I haven't really got much else to say. I've really enjoyed it as well. It was a great, great team to be a part of.
Yeah, I think Swim Wales has a really good setup. Who do you think are the swimmers in the Welsh squad that everyone should be keeping an eye on?
Definitely Mehdi, I think. You know, obviously she swam incredibly at Worlds and the amount of racing she did.
Yeah.
Who else? Dan. Like Dan's just Dan, you know, I'm sure he's gonna be swimming really well. I think our 4x2 team, I think that might be, you know, one of the relays to watch out for. Because I've been seeing obviously Callum Jarvis train every day, and you know, he's coming towards maybe the twilight of his career, but he's been swimming incredibly fast, and he's been saying it himself, like he's been going like, I don't know how I'm swimming this fast, this old, you know? Like, he's swimming incredibly well.
Do you know what? It's really nice when a swimmer comes on and just gives the exact same preview that we gave 10 minutes earlier. That's a nice feeling.
I feel like we've absolutely nailed it.
Well, Kieran, we do usually finish our podcast with our guests with some quick fire questions, so we can't leave you out. How does that sound to you?
Okay, yeah, go for it. Perfect.
So what is your favorite event?
My favorite event, I'm just gonna be boring and say the 400 free. I don't really swim any other events anymore apart from the 2, 4, and 8, so yeah, I'm a bit boring, sorry about that.
Who's your swimming idol?
Again, another boring answer, probably Phelps. Jimmy, James Guy. He's pretty cool, eh?
He's pretty good, isn't he? Yeah.
What's your proudest moment in swimming so far?
The 400 free at trials, qualifying for my first Olympic Games, yeah. Definitely that one.
What's the hardest set you've ever done in training?
Hardest set. I couldn't tell you. I won't tell you a hardest set. I'll tell you just a staple set. So last season, I don't know if any of the guys in Bath that you've had a podcast with have told you, but we used to do 3100s every Friday night with Joel Fink going into the Olympic trials. And before that, I did it probably religiously every other week, even before that season. So it was 3100s, something like 12 at A2, which is just below threshold, 12 at threshold, and then 6 just a best average. So that's a staple set that I'd give you.
I did that so much, it's horrible.
What is your pre-race song right now?
Right now? I haven't raced in a while. It's going to be something like by someone like Dave or Skepta, something that's quite rap based to get me in the mood.
Nice. It's like we've asked this question to so many people recently because Andy Jameson suggested that we put it into the podcast, and no swimmers apparently listen to songs before races. It's weird.
Yeah, it's not many.
No, I listen to music before a race. I like it.
Nice. And final question, if you go on a road trip, there's three spaces in the car. You can take friends, family, or celebrities. Who do you take with you?
So I'm a big Liverpool fan, football fan. First one, probably Jurgen Klopp, because, you know, he's a pretty electric guy. Second, I would take Callum Jarvis, because he's just my hero. And third one, have you seen Kung Fu Panda 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, believe it or not, I think so. Yeah,
I was watching that the other day. So Po from Kung Fu Panda, he's a pretty
just the character, not even Jack Black.
Yeah.
love it.
Might Kieran. Be the first fictional character, I think, on that question.
Might well be. Kieran, thank you so much for coming on to this week's podcast to help us kind of preview Wales swimming heading into the Commonwealth Games. Best of luck at Birmingham, and we can't wait to see you hopefully take down that Welsh record.
Yep, perfect. Thanks, guys.
So that just about rounds up this week's episode of the Propulsion Swimming Podcast. Make sure you tune in to Saturday's show, where we will be finalizing our home nation's preview and tackling Team England. It's a big squad to get through in that one. Yep. But until then, Dan, I will catch you in a few days' time.
Yeah, thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you on the next one.
You've been listening to the Propulsion Swimming Podcast with Scott and Dan. We want to thank you for joining us and invite you to subscribe to the show, as well as checking out the Propulsion Swimming YouTube channel for weekly tutorials and videos to get your swimming fix. We will be back next week. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.